Denny in St. Paul. Denny, you're on News Talk 830 WCCO with Ed Woosney.
Hi, Ed. How are you doing tonight?
I'm very fine, thank you.
Well, first of all, I'd like to start off by applauding you for the work that you're doing, and I'm sure that you encounter a lot of people giving you a hard time and everything, but first of all, I just want to...
They really do. They make fun, and they laugh, and that's okay. I don't mind people having a good time at my expense, so long as I can get the message out about Barney.
Sure, okay. I guess the first question I'd like to ask is... your organization based on Christian principles? Is it a Christian organization?
Well, we got all denominations, all kinds of people just concerned about their young people.
Okay. One of my questions, you've talked about Mighty Mouse and you've talked about Barney the Dinosaur.
Are you familiar with that whole Mighty Mouse situation?
Yes, sir, I am.
Snorting the cocaine?
Yes, sir, I am.
That was terrible.
Yes, and I was...
But they never were able to prove that.
Right. Well, you know, I think a lot of it, too, is, you know, because I also believe that the morality structure of our country has gone down, and I think it starts off, you know, implanting it within children at an early age.
No doubt about it. And, I here's something else. I spoke at a parents group about 2 weeks ago, and I was almost laughed off the stage when I said this, but I'll say it now. The color of this dinosaur disturbs me.
Okay. What do you mean the color?
It's pink. And you can laugh if you want, but I find that to be very feminine.
Well, now, come on with that. The pink dinosaur?
There are studies, you know, color is very, very influential in how our moods are set and how our moods are shifted and swing around. And you'll find that pink softens the personality.
Have you ever heard of this, Denny?
I have. I believe it was either Rutgers or Yale did a study on this. And
wow, pink, huh?
Yeah.
Guess I got to throw out all my sports shirts.
Yeah.
That's just a joke.
Yeah.
You know, you can make fun if you want, Mr. Hendry, but it's very, very serious situation.
How about are you? What are your views on Popeye? Now, I know Popeye, one of his big sayings is, I am that I am.
Exactly. There are some subtle, destructive messages in Popeye. No doubt about it.
Sure.
And not to mention the negative portrayal of women.
Yes.
You know, olive oil.
Sure.
This is not what I would call a role model.
Sure.
Screaming, a string bean of a woman who needs men to bail her out of every darn situation.
And,
well,
and not only that, but I mean, if you really want to get into it, then you could also talk about the legitimacy of the baby Sweet Pea, too, because olive oil is Popeye's girlfriend. But you know,
are you guys putting me on now? The legitimacy of Sweet Pea?
Well,
are you serious?
Yes, sir.
You know, Mr. Andy, you can make fun, but this gentleman is bringing up some very valid points.
Oh, okay.
Whose baby is that anyway?
Can I? You know. I guess I don't...
Well, have you ever thought... Let me ask my producer, Rob. Rob, have you ever thought of that?
Well, it hadn't
Whose baby
me
is Sweet Pea? Yeah.
Sweet Pea is...
Denny, are you saying... Are you serious?
I'm dead serious, sir.
So you're... What, is it olive oil's baby?
Well, the baby is supposedly...
They find it on a doorstep or what?
I don't know. But that's my question because I know that Popeye and olive oil are in a courting relationship. You know, because she goes out with Brutus, too.
Maybe it's... Oh, is it Brutus or Bluto? I never...
Well, there was two characters.
Well,
you know, but
Bluto was the larger bully character. Could be Bluto.
Well, Bluto was the first one, but then they phased Bluto out and brought in Brutus. So it's kind of the same thing. But, you know, you can go back to other early origins, such as clowns. If you do a study on the Perrault clowns in France...
The H. Ross Perot clown?
No, the Perot clowns.
That's very funny, Phil.
They were basically started off by having, you know, in their circuses or whatever, by having they would get in a big ring, which was symbolic of hell.
Oh, really?
And they would bring the people into it, you know, pull the people out of the audience and stuff, and. I mean, that's, you know, circuses and...
Yeah, I've read about that.
Yeah, and things of that nature are where, you know, you bring your children. And so I do believe... I mean, I'm not trying to sound like a radical, but, you know, I mean, if a person studies the Bible, which I do, you know, and I don't want to sound like a Bible thumper or whatever...
I understand that. You know, it's a crosses all denominational lines and just concerned parents. If I could, if I might, Phil, I'd like to mention something that we've got coming up.
Certainly.
We're going to have a Barney bonfire in the Kansas City area. Parents will be invited to bring all the Barney dolls, stuffed toys, all the Barney, and just throw them into a fire and show how we feel about this.
Okay, Ed, one of my concerns on something like that, do you think, and once again, I mean, I stand with you on something like this, but do you think that might actually be giving Barney more publicity than it's worth? Because, I mean, you know, if...
We've had discussions about this in our parent group, and we're kind of... I'll tell you this now. I'm in favor of it. We've had a few parents who've had misgivings. It's not a hard and fast thing, but I'm very much in favor of it. You may be right. We've got to look into it some more.
Well, my reason for that, Ed, would be, you know, you get people who might not have any involvement with Barney, but, you know, something like that is going to get a lot of press. I mean, anything that's bad or evil within itself is inevitably going to wear out. You know, it's going to run its course.
We got to do something, and I don't know what it is, but we got to do something.
Right.
Okay, Denny. Look, I got to run along.
Okay. One quick thing.
Okay.
If a person like from Minneapolis, St. Paul, mm-hmm. would be interested, I mean, do you have are you going to have a mailing address or anything where we can contact you?
We will be setting one up very, very shortly.
Okay.
We're having a problem, to be perfectly honest with you, in the Kansas City area. There's a lot of people. I tried to rent a storefront out the other day, and they found out what it was about, and they just run us off. So they think we're nuts. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I have had several politicians call me just crazy out of my mind.
Okay.
And I can't understand that.
All right. Danny, thank you.
Sure, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
That's Danny in St. Paul. And the number is 989-9226 or 1-800-327-TALK. We got one line open at 989-9226. Wow. Anyway, we have Ed Woosney with us, and he's on the line from Kansas City, and he's with a parent organization that's disturbed about Barney the Dinosaur. They think that they call him the Lizard King and that he is essentially evil. It's the Phil Hendry Show. It's 1:34 here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Oh, I'm going to be a winner today, Dark. Away over $1.5 million to members already.
It's like Grand Casino's paying you to play.
That's right. 300 points and you get a crisp $10 bill. You can use the cash to play the slots or blackjack even longer.
So, how exclusive is Grand Casino's Grand Advantage Players Club?
It's free, and membership is open to anyone 18 and over. But to be honest, I had to pull a few strings to get you in, Dark.
Come on, Ruthie, just give me my card.
You get two cards. The black one is for Grand Casino Mille Lacs, and the silver card is for Grand...
WCCO News. I got to do kind of a news voice, I guess, here. This is the Phil Hendry Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. We got some news headlines for you here. We're going to get back to Ed Woosney, who's on the line with us from Kansas City, about this whole Barney the Dinosaur thing, this whole submit to Barney bit, which it's pretty weird, but we've got him on the phone. We're going to keep talking to him. House Speaker D. Long has released long-distance charges that individual DFL representatives incurred in 1991. Speaker Long met with reporters for about 90 minutes on Wednesday evening to answer questions about the phone scandal that led Representative Alan Welly to resign as majority leader. The Minnesota House responded to the $85,000 phone bill scandal by unanimously passing legislation aimed at preventing such miscues. WCCO Radio's Eric Escola reports from the Capitol.
DFL House Speaker D. Long and other House Democrats tried to regain some public trust today by taking the unusual step of voting in urgency under the state constitution. That allowed the lawmakers to bypass the traditional committee system and ram through a series of telephone disclosure provisions proposed earlier in the day by House Republicans. The bill calls for disclosure of House members' monthly long-distance phone bills, allows investigators to gain access to those bills, and improves the management of the House budget. Brooklyn Center DFLer Phil Carruthers brought the bill to the floor.
We in the House run for office every 2 years. We are directly elected by the people. We must preserve both our independence from the executive and judicial branches, but also, most importantly, our accountability to the public.
But Rochester Republican David Bishop said the DFLers simply were reacting to political heat in accepting proposals they've rejected for many years.
I think the main thing we're trying to do here in a hurry is to make ourselves look good, because we've been surprised with some of the problems that have been developed. I think we ought to be orderly in the way we investigate it and not be in a big hurry to make the press make us look better. They won't.
DFL House leaders say a similar bill will be introduced in the Minnesota Senate as well. Eric Escala, WCCO Radio News at the Capitol.
U.S. Attorney Thomas Heffelfinger Flaffenfluven. How do you pronounce this cat's name? Heffelfinger? Heffelfinger has announced he's resigning because his name's too difficult to pronounce and he can't get any ink any longer, so he's out of there. On Tuesday, Janet Reno asked all holdover U.S. attorneys to resign. She said the Clinton administration wants to build its own team of government lawyers. And the fight between discount chain stores for your business stepped up a bit Wednesday when Target stores attacked Walmart in newspaper advertisements around the country. Target says the discount chain started by the late Sam Walton has been inaccurately overstating Target's prices. The ads are headlined, "This never would have happened if Sam Walton was alive." The ads were placed in papers in California, Colorado, Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. Target complained to Walmart and the Better Business Bureau, but thought it was time to go public with its complaints. Let's take a look at our weather. It's going to be partly cloudy today. Current temperature in the Twin Cities is 31 degrees. We're looking for a high today of 57 degrees. Those are our news headlines. CBS News will be coming up at the top of the hour. Remind you, the Twins lost last night to the Chicago White Sox 5-1. But the Minnesota Gophers were victorious in the NIT over the University of Southern California. Their winning margin was like 19 points. So the Gophers move on. With me anyway, on the line here from Kansas City is Ed Woosnee. Let me get back with Ed. So, Ed, we've got some more people holding on. You want to take some more calls?
Well, I'm very happy to take calls from any and all of your listeners concerning this.
And what we're talking about is the Barney the Dinosaur. I didn't even know there was a problem. You are the first person to alert me to this, Ed.
Well, Phil, are you a parent?
Unfortunately, I'm not.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when you're out of the loop, if you're not a parent, you're out of the loop. And a lot of parents are very much involved in this, and they know what's going on. And this, again, I know there's a lot of well-meaning parents. They just don't know what's going on, and that's what we're trying to do.
All right. Let's take another call here. Our number is 989-9226, and this is Rachel in Sartell. Rachel, you're on the air.
Thank you. I was just wondering to let you know Barney is purple, not pink. And another question is, what do you have?
Are you sure about that, ma'am?
Yes, he is. Have you?
I could swear he's pink.
No, he's purple.
If anybody else is listening, Phil.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get a consensus on this.
Okay.
You say he's purple, though, huh?
Yeah, I think he's purple.
You don't have a problem with your eyesight or anything?
No.
No, I mean, I don't mean to.
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I know a lot of people are color. I'm glad you brought that up, Phil. A lot of people are colorblind. And here again, I don't mean to interrupt you, ma'am, but
mm-hmm.
Here again is what I consider to be the evil influence of this character. You don't even know what color he is. You see?
Well, I think that's a little weird.
Yeah. I guess I mean, I know that he's purple. Have you watched a movie?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever watched a movie, or?
Yes, I have, ma'am. I've watched.
You have?
I've watched over 100 hours of. It might be something wrong with my television set, but I thought he was. But purple is also a very bad color.
Okay, and then I have a question. What do you think about Big Bird then? I mean, is he evil? I mean, because the kids need to learn somehow. They are not going to just sit and listen to an adult.
Well,
I mean, they're going to be bored with that. So they've got to have something. And, I mean, Big Bird teaches too, so do you think that that's evil?
I have had, currently by the parent group that I'm affiliated with, are you a member of a PTA or anything, ma'am?
No, my kids aren't old enough yet.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we are at present time investigating a lot of these different characters. I personally don't have a problem with a bird. Mm-hmm. It's the lizard and the reptile angle that disturbs me greatly.
Do you just think that's because it's slimy, or why do you think that's
Well, I think you'll find in nature the reptile is always connected to evil and bad things.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you look at, I mean, what are our children going to learn from a reptile? How to sun themselves on a rock? Mm-hmm. How to eat flies?
But, I mean, that's not even portrayed in the Barney. I mean, you got to be old enough to, I mean, even think something like that. I mean, the kids don't even pay attention that he's a reptile or that he's a lizard.
And when they get older, and you want to discipline your children, you want to tell them how they could best conduct their lives, do you think that they'll listen to you, or will they look for the nearest animal? I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but this is what concerns me.
Well, you know,
I'm sorry, Rachel, I don't mean to interrupt, but I want to ask Ed, are you saying that kids are going to look around for an animal to tell them what to do?
I'm concerned about these things, yes.
See, I think that's way off the wall.
It's bizarre.
I mean, for one thing, you're a parent, and you try to raise your kids right. So, I mean, if you have any...
Why can't we have these nice human characters for the little people to talk to?
Well, that's true. I mean, I don't have a problem with that at all. I think that would be great.
Why do you suppose a dinosaur is more popular than a Mr. Rogers?
Well, that's a pretty good question. I never thought of that.
That is a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
I think it's because the allure of the reptile, again, is what I think.
Well, I don't think that. I think that Barney's more exciting. I mean, compared to Mr. Rogers.
So you're saying that a pink or purple dinosaur has more personality?
Well, that's not what I'm saying, but he does look, I mean, it catches the kids' eye, and especially when they're little, and then the music that they sing and play, I mean, my kids love the music. I mean, I sing with my kids a lot, and they know a lot of songs.
You see, that's a wonderful thing that you spend that time with your children. And I would much rather a mother sitting down with the children and singing than having this lizard sitting there and singing some ridiculous song. And that's another thing. This animal, or whatever this thing is, appropriates music and then inserts his own lyrics. Have you heard that?
No.
I saw a commercial once for a Barney videotape.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I love you,
you love me,
we're a happy family. And then I remembered, that's another song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's. I don't know the lyric, but you see what he's doing? He's stealing music.
Well, I
but
don't know.
You know what? That is, it's a special song. I mean, I sing that to my kids. I mean, and they sing it back to me, and we...
How does that song? What are the lyrics to that song?
I love you, you love me.
No, but I mean the real lyrics.
Oh, I don't know the real lyrics. I just have heard it.
Is it a baseball thing or something?
I don't know what it is. I think it's a fight song. It could be the Notre Dame fight song, for all I know. But
no, we're a happy family.
Would you be interested, ma'am, in getting some literature on the whole Barney situation?
Yeah, I would, because I mean, my kids don't sit. I mean, I do not agree with putting my kids down in front of the TV and sitting there and watch TV all day long. I mean, they don't do that. I let them watch a couple movies maybe,
you know,
before bed, and it's no major deal. But
keep an eye on this Barney character.
I mean, you could certainly send me some, because if there's something wrong with it,
We're looking into it, we're looking into it.
Okay.
Okay, Rachel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, our number is 989-9226. Just getting used to the phone numbers here. It's the Phil Henry Show on 830 News Talk WCCO at 14 minutes away from 2 o'clock. And also our toll-free line, 1-800-327-8255. Wow, what a way to debut here on the old radio station. Mr. Woosney, you've got everybody pumped up here tonight.
Well, Phil, I don't mean to cause you any problems. I'm just trying to get the word out and hope that a lot of these parents understand. And again, the literature that we are preparing, it takes a line from that Doors song we're talking about.
That's the one that I am the Lizard King, I can do anything?
Exactly. And I think that Mr. Morrison, in his drugged out state, foresaw a time when this lizard, this reptile, would take over our young people's lives.
Well, I don't know. You make it sound so apocalyptic, but who knows? We'll see what these other folks are thinking here tonight. Let's go to Bernie in St. Paul. Is it Bernie?
That's correct, Bernie.
Bernie, you're on the air.
Well, thank God, huh?
thank
God. We have to have the virtual patience, don't we?
You got it, man. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, and welcome to the Twin City area.
Thank you very much.
Where do you originate from?
My hometown is way over on the West Coast, but I haven't been there in thousands of years, since the dinosaurs.
What color are you?
What color am I?
Yeah.
Kind of a purplish, now that you mention it.
You belong with the Vikings, then.
Hey, man, I'm telling you what. I'm looking forward to it.
Did you ever play football?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
What position?
I played free safety.
You mean
and
they didn't pay you?
I didn't do what to you?
They did not pay you?
No, I didn't play pro ball. Did you say, did I ever play football?
Yes, right.
Yeah, football.
Well,
and I went out for a interception, and I got it, and the head went right into the goalpost. And then I woke up, and I was doing this show.
You mean to say?
So I've lost like 20 years of my life. I don't know where I've been, but just
Rip
about
Van Winkle.
20 minutes ago, I came to, and I got some nut on the line from Kansas City telling me about a dinosaur that's polluting young people's minds.
Well, may I make a suggestion to you?
You can make all the fun you want, Mr. Andrew, and that's fine with me, but I just don't want the message to get lost.
All right, what your suggestion, Bernie?
My suggestion is respect all life, especially this man.
Oh, yeah, no, I have great respect for him.
Well,
and dinosaurs.
Do you respect life?
Do I respect life?
Yes.
I do, even life that doesn't exist any longer.
Do you?
Fossil fuels.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think we ought to put headstones over. Instead of pumping that stuff out of the ground, I think we ought to build mausoleums over it.
Well,
here rests a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Reminds me of a joke. You got room for humor?
Not at all.
You don't?
Go ahead.
There's a dead end out in the cemetery. Do you know where they bury the church mouse? In the mausoleum.
Have I got time for humor? Yeah, I do. When do we get to the joke?
Okay, the price of down just went up. Did you know that?
Okay, Bernie, good for you.